morning. It's very early, so I'm going to keep it quiet today. Why not just not do it at all, Nathan? It's got to be every day, hasn't it? Every day in 2021, every fucking day. So, I'm knackered. Never have a problem sleeping, but you know what I have? You know what I have every single night? I'll tell you what I have, guys. I have a million dreams. I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me. Then I come back home. Million dreams. I used to dream like this as a kid. I used to dream of nightmares as a kid. I used to have nightmares about nuclear war. I thought every clap of thunder as a kid growing up in Birmingham in the 80s was a nuclear bomb, when in fact it was just a conventional bomb dropped in one of the many riots that happened in the Birmingham area in the 80s. Now I realise, of course, nuclear war would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Every single person on the planet being wiped out painlessly in a second. Just turning the music here, I'm actually playing the music. Oh, I want to live. Why? Why do you want to live? Is there anything that you're doing in your life right now that wouldn't be improved just slightly by the instantaneous death of everyone on the planet? Okay, I've just woken up. I'm a bit grumpy. So, I'm not going to tell you about the other dreams I have, by the way. You know, is there anything more annoying than someone telling you their dreams? Oh, I had a dream last night. You'll never guess. I dreamt that carrots have faces. Do you know what that means? Yeah, it means I'm fucking bored. Get back to me when carrots really have faces, then I'll be interested. That'll be the next thing Boris Johnson announces, isn't it? 4 o'clock press conference, Chris Whitty. We can confirm carrots have now got faces. That's tier five, innit? So I guess we're dreaming a lot now. We have a lot of anxiety about how we're going to get through this, how we're going to improve the world, how we're going to fix the world, and do we have enough hospitals and whatever. But actually, on that point, Corbyn had the right idea. Remember Corbyn? Remember Corbyn? He got one thing right, didn't he? Get rid of nuclear weapons. He said that would give the country £120 billion. Hospitals cost £500 million. He said that would buy us 240 new hospitals. And he said at the time, a couple of years ago, oh, we could get 240 new hospitals. And everyone said as one, we don't fucking need 240 new hospitals. Ahead of his time, wasn't he? Jeremy Corbyn. The bigger argument, though, against Jeremy Corbyn was that we wouldn't be prepared for a nuclear attack. We wouldn't be prepared. Got to be prepared. Got to be able to defend ourselves. We can't defend ourselves. But I disagreed at the time because I thought, well, if we had £120 billion, there are 60 million people in this country. We could all be given £2,000 to defend ourselves. And I checked at the time. An Uzi, you could get an Uzi for less than £2,000. We could all have Uzis. No one's going to fucking attack us if we all have Uzis. Be like America. No one's attacking America, are they? Hardcore. And if you're a pacifist, you know, like me, you could spend the £2,000 on something like confidence training. You could have confidence training so you could rebuff any threats from other countries with your wit and repartee. You know, like Eisenhower, he said, neither a wise man or a brave man lies down on the tracks of history to wait for the train of the future to run over him. Very wise. Easy to be wise, though, when you're constantly threatening nuclear Armageddon, as Eisenhower was. It's easy to appear wise, isn't it? When you've got a load of nuclear bombs in your arsenal. I mean, obviously the exception there. You'd say the exception there is Trump, but no more Trump references till the end of time, please. Let's forgive and forget. It's part of moving on, isn't it? Trump got some things right, of course. He said everyone should have a gun. That's what I'm saying. Everyone should have a gun. He said especially teachers, didn't he? He said there wouldn't be any attacks if teachers had guns. Imagine if teachers had guns. Think back, how many times when you were a kid were you being cheeky to a teacher? My physics teacher once said, he was talking about gas in the planets. And I said, oh, sir, I put my hand up and went, oh, sir, I hear there's a lot of gas coming from Uranus. Very childish, but he would, I mean, I was a child, so. But he would have literally shot me through the face, wouldn't he? So, you know, what better deterrent? Everyone having an Uzi. The only problem with everyone having an Uzi in this country would, what would we suddenly need? 240 new hospitals. And where would the money for that be? We'd have spent it on guns. So we'd have to give back the guns. And we'd be back to square one, wouldn't we? Or worse than square one, because we'd have 240 empty hospitals that we wouldn't need. But that's what we need, you know? People say we're not prepared for a nuclear attack. What would prepare us for a nuclear attack? 100,000 people would die in the UK if there was a nuclear attack. What would we need? 240 empty hospitals. Anyway, this is exactly what I dreamt last night. Let's get to the... This is what I dreamt last night, that everyone owns an Uzi. I told you it wouldn't be interesting. I'm telling you my dream. And the most annoying thing about dreams is you wake up and you think, you know, particularly as a creative, everyone has an Uzi. That would be an amazing idea for a film. And then a couple of seconds later, you think, oh no, you know, that wouldn't be, that's just America, isn't it? You know, the better idea for a film would be carrots have faces. And then you realise that's already been done by Sausage Party, and you're just having a nightmare about Sausage Party, and your 9-year-old daughter watching Sausage Party by mistake, and now she knows everything about sex, but thinks sex is just something that carrots have because they've got faces. Oh, dreams. But this is exactly what we need. Dreams. The biggest threat is not bombs and it's not the virus. The biggest threat is the way we treat each other. And a lot of this is born out of the anxiety that we have right now, and particularly catastrophizing about the future and not dreaming anymore. We need to dream. We need a million dreams, guys, and that may sound fucking trite, backed by the sound of a million dreams on the piano, but this is what we need. You know, I've seen a sea change in people's mental health recently, thinking it's all going to be shit from now on. I spoke yesterday about people visualising better, you know. There are 9 billion people in the world, and what we need, this isn't meaningless, this is meaningful. The way out of this is positive thoughts. If we have 9 billion positive thoughts, optimistic thoughts, we don't have to be positive at this time, but we can be optimistic. We can do something to give our thought process optimism. Give to food banks, give to the patron of this podcast. That would be positive. Half the money goes to food banks, or just give all your money to food banks. Forget this podcast. Support charities, help out. And play piano, do something. Just don't sit in being scared. Dreaming is the way out of this, you know? A lot of people criticize Boris Johnson, the king of our hearts. A lot of people criticise and they say, oh, he's a little snivelling, little Machiavellian, little prick. But I tell you what Boris Johnson does, if I get to the right piece of the music, right? He puts on a show. He's the greatest showman. And that's what we need right now. It's important. Think of what the world could be. A vision of the one I see, a million dreams is all it's gonna take. I'm serious. Dream, optimism, hope, care, and love. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.